to run. And they sack him back at the 17-yard line. Javon Hargrave dove at his feet and hit his target.
He sacked him one-handed. How about that?
So down again he goes, and with the arms, Javon Hargrave, rookie South Carolina State.
Watching the highlights, does it even seem possible that your rookie season is in the books?
I really don't, though, to be honest. It's been a ride from ups to down, just to me being thrown in that fire and just how far I done came since then.
Have you put any thought into that? Maybe gone back to the day you were drafted, just moving to Pittsburgh the first time and making it all the way to the AFC Championship?
Yeah, I kind of just thought about that. I think it was like last night, just how far I done came so far. Just being in here doing my first interview, nervous and not knowing what to expect, and just finished my last football game of the year of my rookie season. It's just amazing.
How would you characterize your rookie season?
I mean, it was, I had my, a lot of adversity. Like I said, Cam got hurt and I got thrown in that fire and I had to grow up real quick. I had my ups and downs and just ended up getting better over the course and got me real confident about that.
What was it like you were thrown into the fire? Same could be said for Artie Burns and Sean Davis, expected to step in and help this defense, that the three of you did it together.
I mean, it's something we kind of envision. You know, I had big plans for myself coming into this situation. So when my opportunity came, I just felt like I had to get better and seize that moment.
What was the biggest adjustment for you going from college to the NFL?
I mean, I feel like I just played two seasons of college football, to be honest. Like I say, we only play like 11 games of college. I just finished my, 23rd game of the NFL. So it's way longer than college. And you just got to really prepare yourself and take care of your body for that long ride.
I'm sure people warn you about that when you're a rookie before the season starts, maybe in training camp. But is it hard to prepare? Because you have no experience with it.
You really can't prepare until you actually go through it. So me going into this offseason, I kind of know what to expect now and what to do to get my body right and be in tip-top shape.
Steelers show blitz, and they bring the extra guy. Look out, he's in the end zone, being chased, and he's hit. And the ball's out, and the Steelers, I think, have fallen on it. Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
The rookie from South Carolina State, Javon Hargrave.
Does that mean this is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year job, even though it is the off-season, quote-unquote? There's still a lot of work to be put in to prepare for next season?
Yeah, it's all about getting better in this league. You really can't stay the same, so you got to be able to keep working. Even when you rest, and you got to be doing something that's helping you get better for the next season to come. So I'm going to just find ways and lean on some veterans to try to push me in that way.
Who are some of those veterans that you do lean on?
I mean, people like Cam who done been through it, or you got Debo and guys like that who done been through them wars a few years and know what it takes to keep going and keep getting better.
You mentioned James Harrison. What have you learned from him just being around him for one season?
He always working. He's really different. You can't even explain it, to be honest. I can't even tell you what he do, because he do so much. So he's always working. So that's kind of put that motivation in my head to keep it going and keep working.
Do you watch him from afar, up close? Do you ask him questions? What is the relationship?
I talk to him some and just ask him things, what he do to take care of his body. But I don't really get in his way in the weight room, because, I mean, ain't nobody gonna mess with Debo in that weight room.
Football wise, what do you want to improve on heading into year two?
Like I said, man, it's just being able to see things more. I know my rookie year, I started picking up on things kind of late, so now I just want to be able to study film more and just be able to pick up some of the things the offense like to do.
Did Coach Tomlin or Coach John Mitchell give you any good advice heading into your first offseason, or anything that you take away from what they said to you during exit interviews?
It's just really being a professional. This time of year, there's other things I could take care of, just things like living-wise and being able to grow from what I did last year and being better next year.
How would you describe the transition, or maybe the evolution this defense made from week one to the championship game?
I mean, I feel like we grew in a tremendous way. At first, we didn't start off so hot, and when we went on that run, we just started picking up things and detailing our work, and guys started growing up and getting better, and hopefully we can even grow even more in 2017.
Is that what is exciting, that there are a lot of young guys like yourself who will be back next season that you know will be here and you can possibly build off of it?
Yeah, it is very exciting because I think everybody wants to get better. So we got that same mentality next year and seeing how much we can jump from this year to next year.
Does the nickname Jay Wobble continue, or was that just a rookie nickname?
It don't even matter no more. So, hey, they can call me what they want. I actually kind of like it now, to be honest. So I ain't.
It grew on you.
Yeah, I ain't really mad at it no more.
Does Cam know that you like it now?
Nah.
We won't tell him.
I don't tell him that stuff.
Unfortunately, going back to New England, did you go back and watch any film from it and take a look at what went wrong?
I ain't really say what went wrong. I just looked at some of the things I could have did better. Some of the things, technique-wise, I could have played better and helped the team.
Is there a point you give yourself where you can be mad about it, disappointed about it, where then you just have to turn the page and move on? Are you there yet, or is it in a week? When does that happen?
I think I done turned that page and just really working on what I can do to get better now. I can't really do nothing about that now, so it's just growing in 2017, being able to do that again.
What do you take away from being a rookie and making it all the way to the AFC Championship game in terms of hopefully building on that in the future?
I mean, they say the standard is the standard here. So for me to see that the first round about, I just want to go farther now and just hopefully I can accomplish that.